बोलो लाडली लाल की। जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे। 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 Continuing with the Leela descriptions of this Bhakti Shatak, in Doha number 99, Shri Maharaji highlights the contrast once again between Shri Krishna's qualities as Supreme Almighty God and His personality as the loving form of God that defies the description of the Vedas as to how Brahma actually is or is supposed to be. Maharaji says, Jaki achat sharan sab vidhi hari har unaman, soi yashumati ki godhit lotan rodan thaan. He is so great, Shri Krishna is so great that even the three governors of our Brahmand, vidhi hari har, seek His shelter. Vidhi is Brahma, the creator of our Brahmand. Hari is Vishnu, the protector of our Brahmand. And Har is Shiva, the destroyer of our Brahmand. Every Brahmand has a Vidhi, Hari, Har. These three governors exist in every Brahmand. But they all report to one supreme power we call Mahavishnu. They are Ansh of Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is Ansh of Shri Krishna. Sa ek eveshwarah narayano khila brahmandadhi patirekon shaha. Radhiko Panishad makes this statement very clearly. There is one Ish, one Supreme God. Sa eka eveshwaraha. And that Supreme God, who is none other than Shri Krishna, His Ansh is Mahanarayan, who is the Adhipati of Akhila Brahmand. Akhil means unlimited. Endless. Mahanarayan or Mahavishnu is the supreme ruler of all of those Brahmans. And he is Ansh of Shri Krishna. Yasyaikani shwasita kalamatha valambya jivanti lom vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnur mahan sa iha yasya kala visheshu Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Brahma Sangita. Brahma is praying to Shri Krishna saying, O Adi Purush Govinda, O supreme origin of all the divine entities, you are so great that Vishnu, Mahavishnu, is but your one power. Kala Vishesh. Kala means your power. He's a part of your personality. He is so great that his one breath is the life of the entire universe. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadandanath. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadandanath. Krishne Vashesha Vasudha Divibhuti Bhinnam. Again from Brahma Sanghita. Brahma is saying, all those Devi Devtas in Swarg, they receive their life from you, Shri Krishna. They are but minor. They play minor roles in the individual Brahmans, but they receive their life from you. Yad-yad-vibhuti matsatvam shri madur jitamevava tattadeva-vagachatvam mamatejonshasambhavam Gita. Shri Krishna tells Arjun, all those Devi Devtas, whatever is great, powerful, brilliant, amazing in this universe, it all receives its energy, its light, its power, its splendor from a tiny fraction of my power. So here we're saying Shri Krishna gives life to Mahavishnu, who is his almighty power. Shri Krishna himself, a tiny part of his self, you can say, is Mahavishnu. That's why we call him his Ansh, a fraction of Shri Krishna. And a fraction of Mahavishnu takes avatar in each Brahmand. Every one of our Brahmans, unlimited number of planetary systems in the universe, has Ansh of Mahavishnu as Brahma, Ansh of Mahavishnu as Vishnu of that Brahmand, Ansh of Mahavishnu as Shankar of that Brahmand. Brahma Vishnu Shivadinam Tatha Sankhyana Vidyate. Brahma Vaivart Puran. Vedavyasji says, there is no limit to the number of Brahmas, Vishnus, and Shivas in the universe, because there's one of each in every Brahmand, and the number of Brahmans is countless. That's why Brahma says, Srijami tanni uktoham haro harati tadvashah. Vishwam purusharupena paripati trishakti drik bhagavatam. I do srishti with the power I get from Shri Krishna. Shankarji destroys with the power he gets from Shri Krishna. And Vishnu protects with the power he gets from Shri Krishna. So that's why here Shri Maharaji has mentioned that jaki achata sharana sab vidhi hari hara unaman. Even great divine personalities like Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva of our Brahmand, although they're held in such high regard, They're the great governors of our Brahmand. Yet, they also seek the shelter of Shri Krishna. Vidhi Harihar Brahma Vishnu Shankar bhi Shri Krishna ke sharan mein jaate hain. Unki kripa chahte hain aur unki kripa ya shakti paakar apna apna kaam karte hain. Brahma srishti tab karte hain jab Shri Krishna ki shakti milti hai. Vishnu aur Shankar Bhagwan bhi वैसे वे श्री कृष्ण के अंश हैं, लेकिन हम कहते हैं कि उनकी शक्ति पाकर पालन या संहार करते हैं. दो प्रकार के अंश होते हैं, एक स्वांश एक विभिन्नांश. हम लोग विभिन्नांश हैं, हम भी श्री कृष्ण के अंश हैं. ममैवांशो जीवलोके जीवभूतः सनातन गीता. श्री कृष्ण कहते हैं कि सारे जीव वो भी मेरे अंश हैं, मेरे सनातन अंश हैं. और ये भी कहा जाता है कि विष्णु शंकर और ब्रह्मा भी उनके अंश हैं. तो क्या हम ऐसे अंश हैं उनके समान? नहीं, वो लोग स्वांश हैं, मतलब श्री कृष्ण की अंतरंगा शक्ति जिसे स्वरूप शक्ति बोलते हैं, स्वरूप शक्ति के अंश हैं वे लोग. और हम लोग जीव शक्ति के अंश हैं, उनकी तटस्था शक्ति के अंश हैं. इसलिए हमको विभिन्नांश कहा जाता है. हम तो सर्वव्यापक नहीं हैं, सर्वज्ञ नहीं हैं, सर्वशक्तिमान नहीं है, क्योंकि हम विभिन्नांश हैं. हम भगवान से विमुख हैं और हम मायाबद्ध हैं. लेकिन ये लोग स्वरूप शक्ति के डायरेक्ट अंश हैं, तो भगवान ही हैं. श्री कृष्ण और उनमें कोई भी अंतर नहीं है. केवल इतना कहा जा सकता है कि उनमें श्री कृष्ण की पूर्ण शक्ति का विकास नहीं होता है. लेकिन वही श्री कृष्ण शंकर के रूप में है, वही श्री कृष्ण ब्रह्मा के रूप में है, वही श्री कृष्ण विष्णु के रूप में है. लेकिन वो उनके अंश के अंश हैं, क्योंकि महाविष्णु श्री कृष्ण के अंश हैं, फिर महाविष्णु के अंश विधि हरिहर हैं, और वही लोग ब्रह्मांड के नायक हैं. तो श्री कृष्ण कितने बड़े हैं? श्री कृष्ण ये तीन ब्रह्मांड नायक लोगों के अंशी के अंशी हैं. विष्णु हरि, विष्णु ब्रह्मा और शंकर के अंशी तो महाविष्णु हैं, और उनके अंशी श्री कृष्ण हैं. इतने बड़े हैं हमारे श्री कृष्ण, उनके बाद कोई नहीं है. लेकिन वही श्री कृष्ण यशोदा मैया की गोद में जाने के लिए रो रहे हैं, धूल में लोटपोट हो रहे हैं. Like toddlers throw temper tantrums when they don't get what they want. They stomp their feet. They scream. They cry. They even roll around on the ground when they really want something, just to show how displeased they are. And you have to give me this thing. That Shri Krishna was so great that he is the origin of all the forms of God, and they all seek his grace. That Shri Krishna wants to get into the lap of Mother Yashoda so badly that he's crying, rolling on the ground, stomping his feet, and throwing a temper tantrum. A Jnani Paramahansa says, Yashodaya samakapi devata nasti bhutale ulukhale yaya baddho muktido mukti michhati. This Paramahansa is referring to another leela, the ukhal bandhane wali leela. He came and he saw, oh, my supreme Brahm is tied to the ukhal? And he's crying and begging for his freedom. Mukti do, mukti daha, mane, ye mukti dene wale hain. Muktim ichhati. Aur wohi mukti mang rahe hain. Is jeev se. That Paramahansa is saying, I can't believe my eyes. I'm seeing Supreme Brahm, who is the giver of liberation, begging for his liberation from this soul who has him tied up to the ukhal. So this Paramahansa is saying, I don't think there's anybody more powerful than this lady. He's talking about Mother Yashoda. No one can compare to her. What Devta or Devi could compare to her? Supreme Brahm is begging her for his liberation. She's the most powerful entity in the universe. So one time, Naradji also came down and he saw a similar leela, this leela that Maharajji is describing. He was thinking, okay, Brahm has taken avatar in Mrityulok. I'm going to see what is he up to. So he went down to Braj and he saw this scene and he immediately became confused. He started thinking to himself that I had heard that Brahm had come in the form of a boy, but this situation seems all wrong. The one I thought would be Brahm, the boy, is rolling around on the ground and crying to get into his mother's lap. And the woman is actually scolding him and saying, right now I have too many things to do. I have all these household duties. How can I just walk around with you in my arms 24 hours a day? You have to give me some time to do my work as well. So the one I thought was God is crying to get into her arms and she's busy doing something. So she must be God and that must be the soul. Because the soul is supposed to cry to get into God's arms. But here, the power of bhakti has turned the tables. We've been seeing how this happens over and over again. Hum bar bar sun rahe hain ki prem itni powerful vastu hai ki bhagwan ko paradheen bana sakta hai. So here we're also seeing that the love of Mother Yashoda for Shri Krishna has turned the tables and made the all-powerful Brahm, whose shelter is sought by even the governors of our Brahmand, he is taking shelter in Mother Yashoda's lap. Mother, please hold me. He's desiring her affection. Remember I told you, however much we love him, he loves us. In whatever way we love him, he loves us. However much we desire him, he desires us. It is the effect of Mother Yashoda's devotion that has overpowered these commonly known elements of the personality of Supreme God, overpowered them. So that Supreme God is not acting supreme and all-knowing and all-powerful. He is just desiring the love of his mother. That is the only thing remaining, is the relationship between Shri Krishna and Mother Yashoda. So here, since this is called Bhakti Shatak, Maharaji is showing us over and over again the greatness of bhakti. Bhakti ki mahima बार बार हर दोहे में हमको बताया जा रहा है और ऐसी लीलाओं से हमको प्रमाण बार बार मिल रहा है कि भक्ति सबसे ऊंची वस्तु है. भक्ति भगवान से भी बड़ी है. इतना बड़ा तत्व है भक्ति. भक्ति तत्व, और उसी का वर्णन हो रहा है इस भक्ति शतक में। अब हम गाएंगे। जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे, 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 जय राधे जय राधे। राधे जय राधे जय राधे, कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण, कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण, जाकियाचत शरण सब विधि हरि हर अनुमान, राधे राधे उन्मान, राधे राधे जाकियाचत शरण सब विधि हरि हर उन्मान, राधे राधे सोई अशुमती की गोद हित लोटत tero dan thaan radhe radhe Shumati ki god hit lotat rodan thaan radhe radhe Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna 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 Radhe In the last of these 100 lohas, Sri Maharaji continues with the same style of description and says that Sri Krishna's maya is so powerful that it can make everyone dance. He has two kinds of maya. Yoga maya, that is the his internal personal power, also called Swarup Shakti, Antaranga Shakti. And then he has his Bahiranga Shakti, Maya, that keeps us under its control. Yoga Maya Shakti affects saints and all the forms of God. See, Jag pe khan sab dekhan hare vidhi hari shambhu nachavan hare teu na ja nahi maram tumhara aur tumahi ko janan hara Tulsidas ji says, even Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar can't know you, Shri Krishna. You are so great. Without your grace, they can't know you. They are also dancing. You are, with your yoga maya shakti, you are making them dance. In other words, they do your bidding. So, Shri Krishna's yoga maya shakti makes even Brahma, Vidhi, and Shankar dance, and his Maya Shakti is always making us dance. And here Maharaji mentions yogi, yati, mahan, even great yogis, munis, tapasvis, gyanis, they also fall under the effect of Maya. They always remain under the effect of Maya. It doesn't matter how high they rise, Maya eventually will bring them back down if they don't surrender to Shri Krishna. They will dance to the tune of their mayic desires eventually. So Shri Krishna is so powerful. He is the controller of Yogamaya Shakti, his Antaranga Shakti, and Maya Shakti, his Bahiranga Shakti, that make these two Mayas make everybody dance. And he is their controller. So who makes Shri Krishna dance? Should be nobody, right? Because he's the most powerful? No, his devotees make him dance. Nache soi kartalape braj vithin banitan. It is seen in the lanes of Braj that the gopis, how easy it is it for them to make Supreme Brahm dance? They're just clapping their hands, like singing a song and clapping their hands, and Brahm is dancing according to their clapping. Again, showing the power of bhakti. The bhakti of the gopis is so great that they can make sabke nachane walon ko nachane wali gopiyan. They are so great. They make the one who makes all others dance, dance to their tune. Aham bhakta paradhino hyasvatantra ivadvija sadhu bhirgrasta hridayo bhakta. Tair bhakta jana priya bhagavatam. Shri Krishna says, bhakti brings me under its control. My bhakta saints bring me under their control. So the gopis have that power over Shri Krishna because of their devotion. That devotion is of two types. The gopis are ragatmika bhakti saints or devotees of Shri Krishna. You can say devotees with a capital D, real devotees. Na chalati bhagavat padarvinda lavanimi shardhamapiya savaishnavagriya. The Bhagavatam defines what a Vaishnava is, or what a true devotee is. And it says, the one whose mind never leaves the lotus feet of Shri Krishna even for a second. That is a true devotee. So gopis are a true devotee. They are true devotees. Their status is so high that even if they wanted to, they couldn't forget Shri Krishna. It's impossible for them to forget him. One time, a gopi said to her friend, "Friend, if you really are my well-wisher, then stop talking about him. Stop taking his name. Stop asking about him." Who? Shri Krishna. Why? Because I'm trying to forget about him. I'm trying to get him out of my mind. I can't think of anything else. The gopis were one with Shri Krishna. He's so much a part of them. They couldn't see where they end and where Shri Krishna starts. So those gopis, Mother Yashoda, the Gwalbals, they're all ragatmika bhakti devotees of Shri Krishna. It means they have that divine status. Now, we who are small d devotees, or we're striving to become real devotees, we're following the path of bhakti. And because we're following the example of those ragatmika bhakti devotees, so we're called raganuga bhakt, raganuga bhakti followers. Anugat means according to. So according to the love of those ragatmika bhakti. bhakti, saints, we're doing devotion. We also want to be like the gopis, like Mother Yashoda, like the Gwalpals. We want to be that close to Shri Krishna. I remember before I became a Pracharak, see, my motives for becoming a Pracharak prove that I am a selfish being just like you. Why and when and how did I first think I want to be a Pracharak? I went to Radha Madhav Dham and I was thinking, I saw other Pracharaks and I thought, oh, they must be closer to Sri Maharaj-ji. I wonder if I can become a Pracharak. See, selfish motives. So, that type of selfishness is ingrained in our mind. The truth is, just wearing yellow doesn't make you closer to Sri Maharaj-ji. Doing seva wholeheartedly and humbly brings you closer to the Guru. Of course, I learned that along the way. That selfishness still remains, right? We want to be close to Radha Krishna. We want to be the closest. So Maharaj-ji says, you want to be the closest, you want to get the highest status, so Shri Krishna becomes yours completely and totally, like those gopis, Mother Yashoda, Gwalbals, then become selfless like them. That's the key. Although our initial motives are selfish, I want the love of Radha Krishna, I want to be the closest to them, Maharaj-ji says, good. It's good to start there, but now if you want to get that closest, then you have to develop nishkamta. You have to develop the desire to see Radha and Krishna happy. You have to develop the desire to serve for the happiness of God and Guru. You can develop that by practicing Raga Nuga Bhakti. That's how Raga Nuga Bhakti works. That's what it means. That's one of the conditions of Raga Nuga Bhakti, is that we have to develop selfless devotion to Radha and Krishna. Selflessness means trying to think in our heart, Radha and Krishna are already mine. They already love me. Why do I have to ask them for anything? I should learn to trust them. I should learn to believe in their love for me and just desire to see them happy. That feeling encapsulates true selfless devotion, which is one of the requirements of Raga Nuga Bhakti. So if we also want to follow along with this philosophy of the Bhakti Shatak, and we want to practice Bhakti according to how Sri Maharaj-ji has described in here, and we want to actually experience the greatness of Bhakti as described in this Bhakti Shatak, then we also have to do Raga Nuga Bhakti so that we can achieve the state of those Ragatmika Bhakti devotees like gopis, Mother Yashoda, and Gwalbals. This is the essence of the spiritual philosophy as described by Jagadguru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj in this Bhakti Shatak. Now we'll sing this last doha. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaki Maya Te Nache Yogi Yati Mahan Radhe Radhe Jaki Maya Te Nache Yogi Yati Mahan Radhe Radhe Nache soi kartal pe braj vithi na manitan radhe radhe Nache soi kartal pe braj vithi na manitan radhe radhe Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna 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 Radhe
Albeli Sarkar Ki Shrimat Sadguru Sarkar Ki